What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Uptown ENT, and we in a whole new decade of 2020 vision, so we see all y'all haters real clear. As always, I am Lo, here with my man B.
Welcome to 2020, y'all. How did y'all bring in a new year this year, this new decade? Is it a new year, new you facade type of thing, or what's going on? Same you, new year? What? Tell us what's happening.
Hey, before we get to these emails, I do need to touch on that. So I made somebody at work mad because we were talking about new year resolutions, and they were saying that they were asking me what mine were, and I said I don't have any because, you know, I normally, you know, figure out my problems and just change them throughout the year as they come along.
Right.
And again, that wasn't me shitting on anybody. I said it just like that. I ain't say people who have New Year's resolutions are stupid or that 90% of New Year resolutions fail. I didn't say any of that. I just said that me personally, you asking me if I have any. No, I don't have any because I figure out my problems on a daily basis and I start working to change them. Usually the New Year resolution, and again, not poo-pooing on anybody, the New Year resolutions, can we at least agree that majority of those things that you see as issues that you need to resolve in the New Year are things that your ass knew about like in February or March of the last year?
Yeah,
and you just still been coasting on, or some people have known about they done had these problems for years. But and it was a woman who I was talking to about this, and she apparently took that to mean that I said that I was perfect. And she got all that from me saying that. And I'm like, okay. So me and this lady happened to sit by each other at work, and then she sat down and I was asking her a question about some work related. Then she was like, well, I don't know. You need to figure it out because you perfect. And I'm like, what? So I took that to mean, all right, then I need to go into asshole mode. So we got whiteboards at our desk, big whiteboards that's attached to the cubicle walls. So I just write on mine or whatever, you know, New Year's, same me, like three smiley faces. So every time she walked past my desk, she still got to see that. And you know, this hell had a nerve to say that she's not talking to me anymore.
For real?
Yeah, and she meant it too, dog. And she ain't said, like, other than maybe, like, hello. And it's been a dry hello for, like, you know, ever since then. So I'm just sitting up laughing. I'm like, dog, y'all really is offended about these New Year resolutions. Like, just because somebody doesn't do what you do, why you offended? And I feel like we talk about this on the show every week.
We don't. I mean, we for real. They've sent these emails in clowning us. I mean, we grew up in Hazelwood. That's all the school district out there used to do. So it's just like thick skin, the sensitivity. I guess everybody outside of that, depending on where you, people in the hood grew up like that for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, like the suburban people in the county, I don't know.
Man, I don't know what the problem is, dog. Because I swear all I said was, I don't do it. I didn't even say I'm not into resolutions. I just said, you asking me, I don't have any New Year I don't have a New Year's resolution. And that's it.
You know, somebody made fun of her. And you said what you said, and it hit a trigger. Like, oh, he didn't even got to finish. This motherfucker perfect.
No. Exactly.
You already said you work on yourself. You work on yourself throughout the year. You just said the key word. She shouldn't be in your field because your field requires to pay attention to details.
Yep.
She ain't pay attention to no detail.
And my field requires for you to have thick skin because you're gonna get blamed when everything go wrong.
So how does she manage working where you work? I don't understand, because she missed everything that you said and just assumed. Mm-hmm. So, and what I take that, she over there fucking up.
Dude, and you know what? She's one of the people, which let's give a little bit more context around this. She's an older woman. She's like in her mid-50s, and she's the oldest person in the department. Like, she's even older than our manager and director, and she always just thinks she right about everything. Like, I remember we were talking about like impeachment, and we were talking about like the most recent impeachment, like with Trump, and she said, well, Trump is the second president to be impeached. And me and another girl who were over there, we were like, nah, Clinton got impeached too. It's been Nixon, Clinton, and Trump. And she was like, no, y'all wrong, y'all wrong. And then I just said, you know what? I just threw my hands up and said, you know what? You can look it up.
Clinton had the same thing with Trump. Yeah, he was at the end of his term.
Right.
Well,
So,
actually, no, he served 8. My bad.
yeah. So I just walked off, and then apparently she looked it up and found out that Clinton was actually impeached. He just wasn't removed from office. And she like spent like a whole month not being mad at me, but like beating herself up about it. I'm like, dog, you was wrong. Like, why are you beating yourself up because you wrong about something? But again, she's the type of person who always thinks that she's right because she's researched everything. She's another type of person who every time you tell her about a certain kind of diet, she'd be like, well, I gotta research this. And it'd be like 3 months later and she'd have gained like 50 pounds and still be like, well, I'm still researching if that diet works before I try it.
And once you
Right.
just try it, there's nothing
Exactly,
that's
cause
working or not.
what you got to lose.
First of all, you may not be able to get the diet. You might have to actually work out. Like, I'll be suggesting to people like that that don't want to work out. I'm like, just go on the StairMaster, like at the gym, and hit 15 minutes. Pick your own pace. Like, for the first week, do a low pace, get used to it, but rise, get higher. So the next time, you can start catching your wind. So when you go back, you hitting like damn near more than 2,000 steps in 15 minutes. You still sweating. There's your workout. And that'll get you motivated to do other stuff. Like, man, I need to do something else. And I done busted out on this StairMaster, so let me hit something else.
Well, and
So
another thing I was telling somebody recently, like at the gym, I was like, because I was up in there deadlifting and squatting and, doing what I do. And they was asking me how I got comfortable with, doing the weight and everything. And I was like, dude, you got to get comfortable with the feel of having that weight on you and your body being tense. So I told them, like you said, with the StairMaster, I know like a lot of dudes like to lift and sometimes women. I just tell them, do some farmer's walks. That
right.
right there is just gonna get you just you, and then it doubles as like strength building and cardio. So you're knocking out two birds with one stone, but you get used to your body gets used to having to tense up with that weight or whatever. Like, okay, this is how, X amount of weight feels. So,
Shit. I got a whole new workout now. I started doing all upper body one day, the next day, all lower body. And then rest day and start all over. Yeah. So I hit everything twice. I'm starting to just see difference. Like, man, I just need four exercise for this body part and then move.
I like because the gym that I go to, I like how they got they move to a different space, so it's bigger, so they got like more equipment now. So I forget what you call like that hamstring machine where you can kind of like you not you don't it's not like you sitting down and having to like just pull your legs back to you, but the one where you kind of like standing up at kind of like a 90-degree angle and you kind of just kind of got like lift like where your knee bends at, kind of like lift like from right there and it hits your hamstring. That
Yeah,
hamstring machine, yeah, I
Club
love
Fitness got
that one.
the newer Club Fitness has got those.
And then they got the lay down. They got the ones where you lay down too.
Yep,
That'll hit your
use those
hamstring
too.
machine. Yeah. I get more production out of those than the standard gym ones where it kind of like a leg extension, but you just curling it back up under you. I hate those.
Shit, for y'all don't even want to lift weights. Y'all want to go to like the gym, but y'all can hit the 50 jumping jacks. Y'all can do the 30 push-ups. You can do the 30 50 or 30 crunches, then hit the pull-up bar, do 10 pull-ups, and then 10 burpees. Just do that for three circuits. You ain't even got to touch the weights, for real.
That remind me of that baseline test for CrossFit.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I get you ready. Oh shit.
Yeah.
I just looked over these emails. Aaron on his shit.
All right, man. I'm about to go in. I'm about to, you know what? I didn't even read. I saw him and who was it? Brian, Aaron. I know Max because we already talked about Max email.
Yeah. Got a new dude I see. I don't think he has he emailed in before? I don't remember.
Brian, yeah, Brian's emailed before, but he like far and few in between.
Yeah, kind of like Amanda, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and hit these emails for 2020. You want to email the show, you can do so by emailing us uptownentboys@gmail.com. That is uptownentboys@gmail.com. All right, first email comes from Max. This email is titled "I Ain't Changing Shit in 2020." Bye, but I think he meant "but my draws and these hoes." And that was the actual subject line of the email. So you see where this is going. And Max says, "You heard what I said. I love me some me. This year, I want to start being called King Max." I'm not calling you that. I ain't gonna be able to do that with Max.
Mr. Max is good enough.
Right. "Bruhs, you ever had your Polar sausage smoked while you was taking the Browns to the Super Bowl?" Hey, hold on. Is this dude talking about getting his dick sucked while he taking the shit? I think that's what he's talking about. Did you go on mute? All right. Anyway, I finished reading the email. B'll be back whenever he can get back to us.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Max goes on to say, "I had me a prime USDA tender the other day and told her nobody was coming to save her while I was deep penetrating." This, hey, you know what? No.
Oh, Lord.
That's a hell of a thing. That's a hell of a thing to say to somebody when y'all having sex. I'm about to say, ain't nobody coming to save you.
Nobody coming to save you. He
That's
be watching Dolomite.
that's a hey. You know what, man? I tip my hat to Max's confidence because some of the stuff he be talking about, he be saying to chicks, ain't no way I'll be able to get that off. I am. I ain't got the confidence or the courage to try.
I ain't either.
Man, but thanks, Max. Appreciate you.
Hey.
Next, what's up?
No, I said, welcome back, Max.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, how about that, man? Max survived the 2020.
Right.
Next email comes from Brian. This email is titled "Difference." Brian says, "What up, guys? Recently, I watched an interview with Brandon Jackson, and he said that wearing a dress for Big Mama's House 2 ruined his career. I wanted to know how you two felt about it. It seems like Tyler Perry is the one black man who gets heat for rocking a dress when Martin Lawrence, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo." Okay, he's not black, but I get what you're saying. Have all rock dresses. I want to know what makes Tyler look down on for this when it seems to happen a lot more than most want to admit it. So thanks for the email, Brian. And B, you want to tackle this one first?
I don't. We really looking down on Tyler Perry for doing that because he done made a lot of money off of that.
He has made money, but I guess I kind of see where Brian's coming from because I know you and me don't. But think about how many times, like, shoot, in rap songs, hell, I even know, like, on Wildin' Out a couple of times or whatever, people are like, oh, you more of a bitch than Tyler Perry. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, put on that dress. I've heard, you know what I'm saying, people like rappers or whatever, people like put on that dress like Tyler Perry. I've even seen a couple interviews where people have kind of like clown Tyler, like young filmmakers have like clown Tyler for like wearing a dress and all that stuff.
But they watching his movies too.
They watching his movies and then on top of that, they be needing that dude to help them like in the career, in like they film careers.
Because his corny movies been making more money than theirs.
Exactly. But I mean, what was that? Was that last year where Tyler won that award at the BET Awards? And he was talking about he was talking about hey, people say, why put on a dress and everything? I think that was last year. But he was talking about why put on the dress and everything. And he was like, look, I did it because I forget what he said. He gave a reason for why he did it, but it's I don't understand. I never understood it either because I'm like, dude, we got all these black people who have put on dresses. And I ain't saying that it's something that I could see myself doing if I was ever, in film or something like that. But I'm like, dude, Martin been doing it since the 90s. Jamie
But
Foxx did it with Wanda. I'm like, don't nobody ever talk about these dudes.
because I guess it was funny and they didn't find Tyler Perry funny. Brandon T. Jackson, he was kind of corny, but did he really have a career to begin with to be ruined like that?
I guess. I mean, he has some semblance of a career because, I mean, can you think of anything he's been in since that? Because wasn't that movie Lottery Ticket, wasn't that out before Big Mama's House too?
Yeah, but wouldn't that have ruined his career? Because that wasn't good.
I guess
The
it
other
would have.
people in that movie already had careers to begin with,
I mean, I'm
moving
gonna go
forward.
ahead.
But look at Leslie Jones in the movie.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this, dog. It's always a market for a dude who want to be in like bad black movies. Like Brian Hooks. Brian Hooks was the man for like years in bad black movies.
And maybe Brandon T. Jackson just can't act like the other, I don't know. Or maybe he ain't tried. I don't know.
I mean, and maybe Brandon just blaming that. Maybe he's just blaming that on like he's blaming the dress thing on why he don't have a career. That could be it
Because
too, but
he
go ahead.
wasn't funny on Wild. When he was on Wild and Out, he wasn't even funny on there.
I mean, and on top of that, because when Brandon T. Jackson on Nickelodeon?
I don't know.
I
I
think he
first
was on.
saw him in Roll Bounce.
I thought he was like one of them Nickelodeon type dudes, and that'd be like a roll of the dice on if either one of them, any one of them Nickelodeon people actually gonna be like, stars in their adulthood. Because for every Kenan Thompson, you got Kel Mitchell, you got what's my man name, Danny whatever from Pete and Pete. You got Lori Beth Denberg or whatever. Who, yes, I know she was on Steve Harvey, but after Steve Harvey was over, you ain't seen her in nothing. I thought she was dead until she showed up on Wild'n Out last year when they had their
Yeah,
reunion.
you just can't. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man.
It's
Right.
hard to transfer over, but I guess the second part of his thing or whatever, I mean, I've seen it that Tyler does kind of get a little bit more pushback for wearing the dress or whatever. I think it's just because people don't like Tyler for whatever reason. And now you could
I'm
say
not.
it's because of the gay stuff or whatever, which I don't know if he's gay, but it's always been those rumors that he's gay. But I
Let
don't
the
know if it's
man come
because,
out safe.
but I don't know if it's,
Then
I don't know if people saying he's gay because of his mannerisms or because of the dress. Because if we go about a dress, then Wesley gay, John Leguizamo gay, hell, people back in the day, all these old comedians who have long since died, we got to call them gay too. I don't understand.
my thing is they imitating their aunties that they grew up with when they dress up. Somebody and they ran across this. I got to make fun of them in their way, and they gonna know it.
I think that's what, but that's what Tyler said he was doing. He said the whole Madea character was about like the old black women that he used to hang around, that he used to hang around with. Well, his mother used to hang around with, but because he was product of a single parent, his mama used to take him everywhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he put the dress on and stuff, but he wasn't in no love relations in the movie. You know what I'm saying? He acted like a dude with a dress on for real. I don't know.
Right. So, I
Will
mean.
Wesley Snipes, on the other hand, I think they was all gay in that movie.
Yeah,
Too long.
so
That's what we're talking about, y'all. For y'all don't know. Too long. We had Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo. I don't know if anybody else was in there. I think it was just them three.
Too Wong Fu, thanks for everything, something, something. It was a long ass title at first, but then they just started calling it Too Wong Fu.
And I think people forgot about that movie, but I guess ain't nobody really gonna fuck with Wesley Snipes or Patrick Swayze or John Leguizamo. I mean, y'all probably don't even remember all his movies. You can bounce back. Let me say, Brandon T. Jackson came out, was back. His career ain't completely over. Look at John Leguizamo was in the movie Pest. That movie was trash. He was in two bad movies, if you can remember. Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, he was in Mario. I forgot about that joint.
Where he had not, he bounced back. That dude funny. He had two comedy specials that was funny. He bounced back.
And let's not forget, like, during, like, the early 90s, where when Fox had first got spun up as a TV network, they had like that Ethnic Hour because they had In Living Color, and then it was the John Leguizamo because John Leguizamo had a sketch comedy show too.
Yeah, and he was in the movie Son of Sam, which was a Spike Lee joint.
Yep. I mean, you know, and I mean, I think also one of the things that people need to be aware of, Steve Harvey had told Monique this way back. Well, not way back, but I think that was last year too. It seemed like 2019 was like years ago. But he had told, he told her, he's like, look, you got to play the game. You got to play the game of Hollywood. I think that's like what John Leguizamo kind of did or whatever. It's like, oh, cool. I can't get like no star roles. So I still want to be a part of, I still, you know, want to be in things or whatever, but I don't want to be in no trash stuff. So let me just take like this like little small part right here, this small role right here. And I think the most recent thing I seen him in was that movie about the Central Park Five? When They See Us. He was up in there because he played one of the boys' fathers.
And before that, he was in John Wick.
Yeah, so it's just like it's just like you gotta take like those small parts or whatever to keep like reminding the public of you, and then also making sure that these, you know, people keep you in mind for all these other different movies.
Stand out in the bad movie. So I guess, Brian, for me to answer your question, I think he gave up.
Yeah, because you would think he would have to do, because I would think that somebody would have hired him, even if it was for a quote-unquote bad black movie. But somebody would have brought him in as something that's like, it's like the sidekick or something, or like the stupid cousin or something like that.
Right. Yeah, because he gave up. Fuck it. Yeah. Like, I mean, now I'm starting to pull up all these actors. You got to think of these actors that was in trash movies, but they still, they keep coming back. They go, oh, he was in that dope movie. I mean, Keanu Reeves was in some bad movies that didn't do well. He still
came back. Hell yeah.
Hey, that's everybody's favorite actor. These new millennials, that's their favorite actor.
I mean, but look at like somebody like I always bring up like in the contrast to Monique, look at like an Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer went through and did some trash movies. She did, and then she did like some parts in movies that were kind of like maybe like later on in life, maybe we would think would be beneath her or whatever. Like I remember she was in Bad Santa. Was it one or two? But
I was about to say that.
Yeah, she's playing a prostitute in that joint. But you gotta play roles like that or whatever to go ahead and get yourself up in there or whatever. Like Viola Davis has done things like that. While I'm not ignorant to the fact that yes, they do try to like blackball certain, you know, only one black person can be hot, quote unquote hot at a time, but you can't just stop working. You gotta, you know, find like these roles, whatever, find like these like little roles or whatever. Like as much as I like to talk about them or whatever, my man Brian White. You know Brian White. My man Brian White or whatever, like, you know, talking to, like Brian White had been in trash after trash after trash for years, but guess what? He keep a job.
That's why you say again, that dude gave up.
Yep. Yeah, because somebody hired you. Oh man, all these damn hood movies or whatever. Man, I just saw a hood movie with like Tiana Taylor, Mike Epps, and T.I. called The Trap.
Got the, what was it, the cocaine or the weed and the chicken? I ain't finished watching
it. It was the cocaine and the chicken.
Yeah. Making fun of Popeye's chicken.
I was gonna say, boy, could they be any more obvious who they was going at?
Right.
It looked so, like yeah, they filmed their movie in a week.
So it's got DC Young Fly. Look at DC Young Fly, man. He just kept pushing. Look where he at now. Yeah. Man, Brandon, he gave up. That's where we in there.
Yeah. Look at what's the other dude who was like the social media comedian back when like Vine and stuff was like popping, like King Karan?
Oh, King Bot. No, I know you, Kyrian.
Yeah, there we go. Him. So like, look at him or whatever. Like, dude, like, you know, he done been in some trash movies, but guess what? He was like, okay, I'm gonna do this social media stuff, and I'm just gonna go ahead and you know, spend his time in the movies or whatever. Yes, these might be trash movies, but guess what? I'm getting a check. I'm working, and then somebody might see me and put me up in something big or give me like a bigger role or a bigger spotlight. Look at all these comedians now, whatever, who they didn't just spun up like YouTube channels.
Check this out though. So what's the difference between this cat Brandon T. Jackson dressing up as a detective undercover chick versus Kevin Hart being that goofy black dude in every movie?
Shit, nothing. That's
sometimes right. Yeah. And look where he at.
Hey, man, that damn, I got to go back and watch that 40-year-old virgin, man. I keep on forgetting how stupid he acted up in that store with her.
Hey, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part of the movie. I'm going to get you and him.
He's like, both of y'all getting clapped.
Hey, that's the favorite. Hey, so you got to watch the extended version, because that's the extended version on the movie, too. I think he said more stuff.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know what kind of gun he was shooting off.
And he was clicking them together. I thought they was two Glocks or something like that, because they the most ones you can do that to. I'm going to shoot both of y'all.
Oh, man. That was
And Romney. Like Romney, he played MC Hammer. Or what's his name? Rahomney? Can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He played MC Hammer. I think he even played Tupac in a movie. Like a guest appearance.
Oh, dang. Oh, I ain't know that. I mean, you know, shit, I forget his name, whatever. But you, yeah, the dude who you just said, I forget like his.
Mitchell, I think this is his name.
Yeah, but he's been in like those Think Like a Man joints. He's actually got he's actually on this show on ABC that's out now.
I don't remember the name. I know.
A Million Little Things.
So, like we said, that dude gave up. He could have surrounded himself like people like Kevin Hart to push him.
Yeah.
It's all about who you surround yourself with. Look how Kevin Hart pushing all his people.
Yep.
Where did Brandon T go? Did he say something like, I don't need nothing like that. I can do this on my own.
And who knows or whatever, because I know he, I mean, I can't even say like, you know, Martin did anything wrong, because this was like the beginning of the time. Big Mama's House 2 was when Martin was like falling off.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what can Martin really do for you? And at that point, you know, we talk about Martin like post waving the gun in the street and everything. So he was kind of like on the comeback trail, showing people like he's a kinder, gentler Martin Lawrence. So it's just like, right. You know, what can he really do or whatever? I mean, he could probably offer him some kind of advice or whatever. Like, hey, man, don't be an asshole to people. And you know, but that's about, but a lot of this stuff in Hollywood is about like relations. That's why I say, dude, like, look at like cats like Jay Horn or like Big Jai, you know, people like that or whatever. Like, dude, you better sort you up a YouTube channel and get you some other like comedians or people who you think is funny and just make like some skits and drop them.
Right. Do some shit, but yeah, hopefully we answered that for you.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Thanks for the email. We got one last email. And this look like it might be a doozy. This email is from Aaron, and it's titled Resignation. And he's hey, you know what, dude? And he started off with skipping the pleasantries, so whatever. Happy New Year to you too.
Right. 2020, motherfucker.
Right. There are only three times I remember being ashamed of being light-skinned. First was when Lowe's boy Prince, here we go, started doing all that toucan sand fruity fruit boy shit with the assless chaps. All right, man. He still great.
Why though? Okay.
Right, he. Hey. You know what? You got it, dog. You got it, dog. You got it, dog. You got your little Prince slander off. It's cool. Second was when y'all man Will hit me with the drive-by bright on bright crime.
Okay, he got me with that one.
Hey, that might be the title of the episode. They're bright on bright crime. Pretty good.
We need Billy D. Williams sitting down, laughing pick.
That bright on bright crime, good man. And then he said, which brings me to my third and most recent time. This nigga Drake got to shut the fuck up about this Pusha T beef. Oh, he talking about the interview, I guess.
I don't know. Cool. We can hit it off. I'm going to tell you what kicked it off. Go ahead. Finish these, man. He
said, you lost, nigga, and you sitting up here acting like you got did dirty after you been sticking Canadian bacon meat and all these bitches behind they man's backs. Nope. He said Drake sticking that Canadian bacon up in him.
Hey, he continued with the bright on bright crime.
Right. He just like everybody getting it. All right, man. That was Aaron's email. So yeah, let's talk about, I guess this could be the topic of the show then.
So I guess, you know, Pusha T did the interview on what's that podcast with Joe Budden and his people?
The Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah, my bad. You know what I'm saying? You call it the Joe Budden podcast and not in France. You don't even get no recognition, but it's all good.
I mean, it's better because before I think he was saying, I'll name this podcast later. That's what he was calling it. I'm like, what? That's stupid.
All right, so Pusha T was on there.
But that was like almost a year ago. That was a grip.
That was after... towards the end of the before Drake released Scorpion. What
that was like, what that I think that
you know how celebrities, man, they don't have time to address it because they doing all these shows, and when they like Eminem, and then when they get settled down, somebody bring it to their attention, like, oh, well, so this was after Drake did the interview with LeBron, right?
Hold on. You know what? It was after Drake did the LeBron interview, and that's what brought Pusha out the woodwork. Because Pusha wasn't even talking about it.
Oh, so I actually listened to it. That's the first time I listened to it. And I had to go back and listen to Daytona album. You know why? That album was a Drake diss track, album.
Yeah.
He dissed Drake all through that album. I guess I didn't pay attention to before until he was doing the interview. Because he was like, yeah, Drake was taking shots at my whole crew, so I had to take shots at his whole crew.
And I mean, I see the point there or whatever, because I mean, Drake even referenced it in the Rap Radar interview that he did, like that Aaron's referencing at the end of last year. Because Drake and Kanye have always had like that frenemies type thing where they've been taking shots at each other.
Yeah. So, damn.
And if we really being honest, though, man, all this is Kanye's fault. Because Kanye, the one who told Push that Drake had a baby, because Drake was like, hey.
Oh, no. See? Guess who told him? This is coming from Push. 40.
For 40? Real? I must have missed that in that Drake interview. That Push interview he had with Joe.
Yeah. 40 mentioned it was sleeping with a girl, you know, and he was pillow talking about everything. He kind of get tired of this and that. And the son was mentioned. And so I guess that girl,
she wanted to talk.
Pusha T, but my mind, like, that just sound too movie-ish to me.
That's not me.
It might be true.
It ain't gonna be the first time. I mean, we know how it is. I mean, dudes will start spilling their whole life story for some good cut.
Right. And that's how I got back. So coming from his mouth is 40's fault. To me, I mean, if you didn't respond back, it's dead at this point. Like, he smashed you. That diss track he came out needed a response. Like, you had to respond. If you didn't respond to that, then he beat you. Ain't no
Because I feel like he never even responded. Drake never even directly responded to Pusha, because when he dropped like that duppy freestyle, that was mainly just going at Kanye. He maybe mentioned Pusha for like a couple lines.
Right. So to me, I guess he got to shut up, man. Either start the beef back up again or just stop. I mean, Joe wants Drake to come back with it. He's like, I like this Drake. He said, I like the Drake that said, forget all the sensitivity and just come at it.
But how does that look like now, like all these months later? Like, dude, you can't really, I mean, because.
But still dissing him on songs, though. Like, I mean, not Push. Drake still dissing Push on songs, subliminal. I hear it.
Yeah.
It's all him. He's still going at him.
But see, I'm waiting for his name. But see, that's one of my biggest problems with, you know, like the Drakes and the Jay-Z's of the world or whatever, just in rap in general. Like, dude, if you got something to say to somebody, just go ahead and address it. Let's make it perfectly clear who you talking about. And so so they know, okay, you talking about me. All right, then cool. Let me go ahead and get up in it. I always go back to, and I know I go back to like to the old days in rap where they actually would say somebody's name. It wasn't no misinterpretations. And even in the early 2000s, they still did that. I remember when Gucci Mane and Jeezy was going at it. And I didn't even know, you know, they was going at it until I heard Jeezy was like, you know, even his own mama know Roderick Davis a bitch. And I'm like, who the fuck is Roderick Davis? I had to look it up. It was Gucci Mane. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And Gucci Mane probably, damn, this is my government now. I got to go at him. Man.
It's one of them things. I mean, because I do agree that Drake probably needs to just go ahead and just be quiet about it and don't even make no music about that dude, because number one, you giving that dude shine and attention, which, you know, I mean, people, if you a rap fan, you know Pusha, but you know, Pusha ain't really like commercially known or whatever, and you like the biggest star in rap, and you still, this dude clearly got up under your skin.
Right, and Pusha said he got all the W's. He mentioned in my name, W.
Yeah, because you just drawing more attention to this dude. Like, who the hell is Drake talking about? Let me go look at this.
Oh, Pusha T got these flows. You finna he pulled you into the game now to get his name out there.
Mm-hmm.
But because, I'm like, Drake, just stop. Hey, by the way, that song with him in Future is kind of dope. What y'all think about it?
You know what, man? I like it. I like it. I had to listen to it a few times to get the grow on me, because it wasn't anything Drake did. It was Future, because Future, the way the Future was flowing, number one, Future sounded like he was actually coherent for the first time in years.
That's what I was about to come. That's look. I said, if it's The Weeknd, if it's Drake, if it's I don't think he did with Kendrick Lamar. He did some goofy shit with Kendrick Lamar. One of them, y'all know where I'm coming at. He always rap.
He did a la-di-da-di-da, slow for me.
Yeah. He always raps. Why is that? But he barely rap on his own shit.
Man, you know what, though? I mean, you said the key people, The Weeknd and Drake. That OVO Sweatshop coming in there writing him some stuff.
Cause I was like, this dude in here rapping for real. He put Future back in the limelight.
Dog, because I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, hold up, this is Future, and I can actually understand what the hell he's saying.
Right.
And Future was sounding like aggressive. Like I ain't heard Future sound aggressive like that since like Tony Montana.
Right. I like some of Future stuff like March Madness. If it sounds like March Madness, I'm probably in, because the beat go hard.
Hey, you know what? Very unpopular opinion. I know I'm about to drop it, and I might get some hate mail for this. I do not like March Madness.
Really? I mean, it's just like, I don't know.
Production-wise, it's cool. I will never say, like, Future production, all his songs are perfectly produced. It's just man, sometimes.
Gucci flip-flops? Oh, I don't remember the name of the song. Mm-mm. On his dirty sprite out.
I have it like Gucci flip-flops. What's that one song he came out? He tried to get that joint off. Wi-Fi lit. I ain't like that. Like, I'm a, like, okay, here's a future songs that I've actually liked. Trending Topic. What's the other one? Magic. And I think I just like Magic because of the remix with T.I. Because T.I. came in and T.I. sound like he had like that old T.I. flow, that old Tip flow. So I might just like it just because of that. And then that song that he had with The Weeknd,
He had a couple.
I just popped some Molly, what else? Bitch from Pakistan, what else? You know,
Yeah.
yeah, that one.
They
Low
got the
life.
song
Yeah.
6 Feet Deep with the Weeknd.
Yeah. So you know what? I mean, I'm kind of like just I ain't never really been a big Future fan or whatever. Like I know he got great produced albums and stuff like that, but I ain't, you know, I won't ever argue with anybody, but I'm good.
Right. Shit. 2020 show.
2020, 2020, and we got 20 minutes left to record this bit.
I'm 20,
Synergy.
but five, because I keep getting brushed.
There we go. All right. You know what? Let me go ahead and see what I got on her because I will knock out something. Oh, fuck. Let me look up that thing. Because I got my throwback. Oh, yeah, dog. My throwback of the week comes from Cadillac Don and J Money, peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Hey, I swear, dude, that's the reason why for years I refused to give up my I refused to give up my big body Chevy Tahoe because that was my track. I would jump up in that big body and that motherfucker be rawr, 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 and I'd be like, we put on this Cadillac Don and J Money.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that song did go hard. Let's see with my throwback movie. Man, gotta give it up to Eddie Murphy because he was on Saturday Night Live and killed it. Beverly Hills Cop.
First one.
Yo.
Okay.
I ain't like the third one. I like the first two, but yeah, Beverly Hills Cop.
Ain't they doing a
Hey.
reboot of that?
I suppose. I think it's supposed to be on Netflix.
Damn.
So I'm gonna try something different before we head out. Topics for next week's show. We got to touch the Michael Jai White and Matthew Perry because people didn't lost their damn minds. Remember that? Hey, y'all email in about that. What else?
We ain't talking about Matthew Perry, the actor, either for Friends. We talking about UFC fighter.
Hey, he said this is what he said. I want y'all opinion. If y'all remember to email in, he called Michael J. White. Jai White, a bitch ass nigga. He a scary bitch ass nigga.
And Matthew Perry
Twitter.
is, he not black, is he?
Nah, he white.
Okay.
And let me tell y'all what he mad about. And we gonna email. I'm gonna remember this topic. We're gonna come back to it. He mad because Michael Jai White said he had to show Kimbo Slice how to punch for the camera. For Hollywood, flashy, to make it flashy, not real. But flashy, because y'all know these martial arts movies be flashy. None of y'all spinning and doing all that shit in real life. He mad over that. Shit, what we got? Adrian Bonner and the old girl.
Bad Baby or whoever the Catch Me Outside girl is. Yeah, they had some. He was trying to slide up in her DMs, and she did what young people or just women in general do nowadays. They screenshot shit and post it. And then he was, and yeah, he. Bronner got mad because he said that he didn't know that she was a minor still, which I it's like that damn Dr. Phil clip was like 20 years ago. But yeah, y'all gotta watch who DMs y'all sliding in.
Right.
But
Touch on that again.
he said IG need to have a damn need to display people ages on her. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
He let that bra, that Wonder bra, fool him. He in there tripping.
He in there.
He in the DMs tripping. Like all these, you in Vegas and all these places, you see these big titty ass, fake titty ass bitches, and you with a 14-year-old.
Yeah, man, y'all can't be sliding up in DMs, dog. It's just a bad look, dog. Just if you can't get that person number, had that conversation in person, let it go.
Right. Shit.
I guess next week we will also talk about the developments in the NFL playoff. We'll hit up sports and everything.
Yeah. I can't believe Lamar. That was a disappointment. We're gonna hit that too. Y'all can email him about that, y'all opinions on that stuff too.
We got to talk about wrestling next week too, whatever, because Tully Blanchard, his daughter is a wrestler. Tessa Blanchard, she with Impact, and apparently she is a bully and a racist.
Damn. Oh, rest in peace to La Parker.
Damn, hey, what? Did he get like hurt in a wrestling match?
He dove out the ring onto the concrete floor. He hit the gate, the metal gate. The dude didn't catch him.
I'm a
He
man, La
54
Parker,
years old.
dog. The
54 used to do that dance with the chair.
Hey, that robot, that
Yeah.
the chairman of WCW.
What else we got for next week? I probably got a bunch of time. It's 20. There's a lot of shit happened because we ain't been talking to y'all because of the holidays. So.
I'm cooking thinking about that nigga La Parker. He used to come over there ringing, hitting niggas with that chair and start doing
Yeah,
that damn robot. He was
hey,
a nigga.
I think in NW WCW versus NWO Revenge, I think he used to come out with the chair.
Yes, dog. La Parker was a motherfucking thing. For years, I was like, dude, this gotta be either Stevie Ray or Booker T or some black wrestler other than Virgil, because he ain't really black. It gotta be some black wrestler under that mask. Cause I'm like, that nigga used to hit that robot and saw us step it with it.
Virgil was like Sam Jackson and Django.
Or that nigga
Not even
Virgil,
the
man.
white people liked him as a right. His booth at these cons and wrestling shows be dead. Don't nobody take pictures with him.
Oh man, he the most least popular NWO member, and it's been like a 300 of the
Right.
motherfuckers.
Dang. Yeah, so we got y'all next week too.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, send them emails in before Friday if y'all can.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all sending them
Y'all
emails in.
had some good topics. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all kicked 2020 show off with some good ass topics.
Oh man, yeah. Even Aaron, I guess. Yeah.
Little light skin ass motherfucker. Take a shot. Hey, Prince
Aaron.
is great, man. You can't diss Prince like that, bro.
Aaron about to be on the block list. I'm he got one more time, dog, and I read his emails for a month.
We should invite him on the show.
Hey, yeah, man, you want to come on the show, man? I mean, shoot, we got an open door policy for the show. Anybody want to come on the show, just hit us up.
Hey, I got a girl that I know she want to come on. Just got to get her schedule together. So we're gonna try to kick 2020, y'all, now that we got this shit kind of together.
Right. Oh man.
Talk to y'all.
Oh
Aaron, you seem like you in the know with the media and stuff, so that's what's up.
man. What happened? Who?
What?
Who went to know with the media?
Aaron. A Ron.
Man, that nigga don't know nothing.
Why not? Shit. No.
Nigga just making up shit. Damn internet troll.
Shit. I gotta be sporting,
Yeah, boy. All right, man. So, B, you got any thing you want to say to the good people signing off with?
Hey, look, we alive, man. It's 2020. We alive. We gotta turn up just for that fact. Just be careful out there, man. Watch who you talking to and tripping with, and who you got around you. I know what their intentions are. They ain't trying to help you succeed or help each other succeed. They just mooching off you. Let them go. You'll know in the earliest stages.
Them red flags do be out there and they be bright.
I move up and help other people move up too. So just help each other. Don't step on each other.
Hey, I like that. That's a motivational quote. Hey.
Right. Look, look. That Morgan Freeman. Help each other. Don't step on each other.
I like that, dog. Yeah, man, I just to kind of like echo what he said or whatever, man, y'all need to stop telling y'all business to people who y'all just met. Build up a damn relationship with that person. Make sure they trustworthy. And then y'all be getting mad when people go around and be blasting y'all shit and starting rumors about you because you done told everybody your damn business. People right. that you work with don't need to know all about your personal life.
Exactly.
So y'all just be more discerning with who you decide to confide in. And if, you know, maybe you do end up trusting somebody and they end up betraying you, man, charge that to the game and just keep it moving. Don't let people who are no longer in your life occupy valuable real estate.
Correct.
Because, yeah, you ain't the first person who would have been betrayed by somebody. So just, you know, live and learn.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's it for us today. Uptown ENT, we getting 2020 off rocking. And don't try to come and talk about we on CP time because it's the 11th or 12th day of 2020 and we finally making an episode.
Right. It's the holidays. We're recuperating.
Right. The holiday seasons. Hangover.
Season's greetings, motherfuckers.
Hey, man. We up out here. Peace.
See you.